Let's get ready to babble.
That is the beginning.
1 hour of keeping that.
That's happening.
1 hour.
Neves walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to say.
No, he didn't. This is the new format. Man, you know what? He went and got a Sprecher's root beer.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Handmade from one of our fans in Wisconsin.
But not at all, because it's a very big, very big brewery.
I pulled a thick 44 on that one.
Totally. Misinformation.
But yep. You read it. The guy wrote an email to us and said something about, well, obviously he didn't read the letter, but you did. You read the letter. You just completely misunderstood it.
I skimmed it. Okay. So, yeah. No, well, we met another fan recently who was making his own soda. So I'm just like, well, all of our fans make sodas.
Yeah, they all do.
Right.
Yeah.
Fact.
Okay. Good. Well, you know what we have? We have sponsors.
Talk about
this
them,
wonderful
Simon.
Show. Ridge Wallet.
Everybody knows Ridge Wallet.
Thick's not here. He usually reads these, but Ridge Wallet is RFID blocking.
Uh-huh.
Slim, sleek, and lightweight.
Very yep. true.
Lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what's the feature of the week, Duralis? What does it do now?
This week?
This week.
I can't tell you.
It's rechargeable.
It's rechargeable.
Yep.
Go to ridgewallet.com/NeebsGaming and use promo code what?
NeebsGaming.
Yeah. And then you get how much off?
All of it.
Shit, I don't know how much it is off.
Why are you pointing to us?
10% off, I think.
10%.
Maybe more?
Might be.
Find out.
Free shipping's all you need.
Free ship, really.
If you're taking the 10% off, you're just greedy.
I know, seriously.
No, take it.
Take it anyway.
Take it anyway.
We won't judge.
Let's not forget Receptra.
No, we can't.
Receptra is consistent, safe, and effective, and their formulas are powered by the highest quality full-spectrum CBD oil, third-party tested. And did you know that most CBD companies purchase their oil from a third-party distributor and throw a label on a bottle?
I didn't, but I do now.
If acres of farmland in Southern Colorado... Receptra does. They use organic farming practices to produce the highest quality flower in the game.
Sounds like they do it right.
If it doesn't meet their standards, they don't use it. They're sticklers, to say the least.
It's all good things.
Really, Receptra is just a smart alternative for people who are looking to manage discomfort. Like, that's what CBD is all about. And that'll help you do what you want to do that's important. Receptra has different products to suit your needs, from everyday maintenance to chronic relief, and they want you to perform better and recover faster. So go to ReceptraNaturals.com, and there's a promo code.
Neebs15.
And you get 15% off.
Oh.
Yeah. So go there, and listen, seriously, it's a great alternative, so check them out.
Thank you, Receptra.
What about... We're trying to figure out what to talk about.
I like how you looked at me immediately because I always got the things.
Yeah, well, you
need me to
things.
Help out because I love talking about things.
Yep. Well, we want to make what we're talking about the key focus of why people are here.
Oh, like you want to have like whatever the title was. That's
right.
What we're talking about.
So we talk about it in the front end. So then all the other bullshit we get into later, it's like whatever.
Yeah, it's the hot button topic of this particular video.
What does our audience care about?
Well, do they care about tech gear?
We got tech gear. They've seen us have tech gear for a couple weeks, but we haven't really addressed it, have we?
No, but I mean, what's next?
What's tech gear?
Like, what the hell's the big... I know it does great stuff, mm-hmm. So what's our goal, or why do they care?
You guys, by you guys, it'd be Neebs and Abster, you guys, well, and Thick, who's not here, but you guys have seen what tech gear can produce, the things that we haven't made, a little bit more than probably Simon and I have seen. Is there a bunch of stuff outside of some saddles that we haven't seen?
I haven't seen many videos on it, to be honest. The only video I had seen was with the
I'm talking about
the legs that make it go fast. But now we have those.
Okay, what we can create based on, like,
there's a whole suit, there's gauntlets, there's a helmet.
Yeah, more saddle. I know there's a Megalodon saddle, which we can't do on Extinction because Extinction has no ocean.
Oh yeah.
So we'll have to go to the new map, which I think we're all kind of excited about. That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Our dropping a, hey, there's this whole brand new map. Like, ooh, because internally we were thinking about going back to the island. Because it's been a while since we went to the island. But I love that this new map popped up because that's a new place to go.
And Simon wants to take everything with him.
Everything.
He wants to take every dinosaur,
I'm
all the
opposed.
Tech gear.
It makes, yeah. it
I'm
makes
not opposed either.
Sense.
Like lightning. I'd like to take lightning and the frog. Come on, some of those guys.
From when we originally left and we came to Extinction, I thought you guys were nuts for doing what you did.
The
starting from scratch thing.
And I like doing that.
I know you did.
But I feel like we've done that a lot. That's why this time I'm on team. let's bring the dinos.
Every damn thing. And then, you know what? Let's get a few more before we leave, too.
Extinction was the worst map we could have done that in,
yep.
too.
It
but
was.
We learned.
Yep. Yeah. And we'll never do it again, because the
There's
thing
no
is,
need.
We need to just, if we're,
I
for
wouldn't say that.
For as long as we're playing this game, come
Ark.
On, how many?
Ark.
I wouldn't say we'd never do it again. There might be some very basic, simple map where it's just no challenge. Who,
well,
you don't know what they're going
to
make?
We need to just move forward and barrel through everything
sometimes
and destroy
you gotta
it.
Get back to the basics.
We'll see down the road. But
yeah.
So far now, we carry what we have with us, because there's no need to start over with that. 7 days, I would love to start from scratch when we start that again.
Yeah.
Why?
I think that makes a little bit more sense, a little bit different. But
yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that.
We haven't tamed a bunch of animals in 7 days, so it's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, but I don't understand that, man.
Which part?
It's starting over.
Because we got to
start
that
over.
We're
there. We earned where we got, you know, why not stay there?
I don't even
there?
Know if we loaded our old game, if it would even, like, it might be completely fucked.
Yeah, so fun.
Because
if it's gone.
It's been several iterations of
it's probably gone.
Alpha.
It's
I'll
gone.
Accept that, but okay. I don't want to say, no, we have the option. No.
Well, there's also the option, because if we do a procedural map, because I know we talked about that.
Yeah,
it's like we could do the updated map that they've done,
which
or
I've,
we do
I've
a procedural.
Heard was recommended. I've read it more often than otherwise to just do the updated map rather than the procedural.
What does the audience think? Let's do a poll.
Yeah,
Simon,
there's
you know
the
how
poll
to do
right
polls?
There.
Yeah, and
YouTube?
You know what? I always thought that this would be a good thing for us to do and make it a focus on here, so we can really have like a...
Yeah.
I want to have a poll that has hopefully 20,000, 30,000 people going into it.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We'll put a poll up here right now on YouTube.
For?
So for, if we go back to 7 days, procedural
or
the Navi's Gain.
Navi's Gain.
Do you there really you know how to do a poll?
Well, it's a straw poll, right?
Nope.
So no.
See, I knew it. I knew he didn't know.
It's within YouTube. I've never done one either, Simon, but it's up there on the top.
Oh, there's a poll that they could take directly in YouTube?
Yes.
Yep.
It pops up like it's one of the cards.
Great.
Oh, there you go.
So pop it in a card.
You'll
a
find
poll.
The card.
Yeah, like I can figure that out.
I feel like I'm Simon's mom. Like, you know, a mom can go, he's not feeling well. I can tell. Like, you've got that motherly instinct.
It explains why you lick your finger and you wipe shit off my face.
Get your face clean.
That's weird.
It is
by
weird.
The way.
His face is always dirty. How it does is. He not feel it?
But then he's
got
the dried
smudge,
up
Simon.
Dried up Neeb saliva on his face that he gets to smell when it, you know.
It's got a scent, a certain scent
it's
that no
so
one else.
Interesting.
It's very. It's like a squirrel.
Yep.
You're like, you have squirrel saliva.
I have puppy's breath.
No.
It's adorable.
I'm in the sinking chair.
Oh, yeah. We
Isn't
have
it
a,
fun? We have a sinking chair?
Yeah, we have one chair in the office that just will not...
Slowly.
The hydraulics
like
are fucked.
Slowly deflates.
Like
next thing you know, your knees are by your face.
Yeah.
And we still have two of these green chairs from 1998.
I like,
and
I like
they,
these chairs.
They're built...
They're solid.
Right,
yeah,
man.
They're solid. Exactly. Yeah,
they're not intrusive. I like
no,
that they fit between the other chairs.
They're really... Actually, we should get these just like black in color.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing with a lot of gamer chairs that I see. It's like they're very... Big,
bulky,
yeah.
the
yeah.
arms and the whole.
What is this, Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's like why are they so obnoxious?
Oh, I feel like just the image of them gets people excited because they look all like
it's fancy.
Is that what it is?
I'm in a game. I'm in a race car. I rode Rome.
This is a gaming chair.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, nothing like I remember seeing.
Mine's
like,
got a Hans device on it.
PAX or one of these cons we went to. It's like yeah, they're showing off all these chairs, and I sat in a bunch of them, and like. You just don't feel any really
yeah.
I think
different from a normal chair.
I think Anthony's is uncomfortable as shit.
Yeah, it's
I'm
hard.
Gonna go sit in it right
it's
now. I'll
so,
be right back with a review.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Do the rest of the podcast in it.
I don't wanna
come on. Bring it.
All right. Duralius is sitting in Anthony's gamer chair.
I mean, some people like firm, but my God, there's no comfort in that.
Yeah.
It's like sitting on a piece of wood that has a half inch foam on it and
when
it's
I'm
shitty.
When I'm at home and most of my day is editing or something, I stand up probably 98% of the time.
Yeah,
got a standing desk.
That's what I'm doing now. Ever
yeah,
since I got
good.
A standing desk, it's like,
oh,
fuck my chair.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Yeah, that's not a comfortable chair.
You didn't bring it back.
No, I just had to sit in
it
a couple
How fun
seconds.
How fun would it have been if you sat in it for the rest of the thing?
I wouldn't think that'd be fun or anyone would enjoy that.
Says the man who has a chair that has no hydraulics
yeah,
in it.
I'm sitting.
Go get it. Go get
no,
it. Move
okay.
that
might take a
I
half
will.
Hour to
go
move
get it.
Here.
I'll do it.
Do
Don't.
It.
Oh, God, are you going to bring that bulky thing in here? All right,
no,
I got it back
he
up.
Could just move. No, he could just move the mic and go over here.
Nah.
Oh, he's going
to. Trying to make it a process. Is it just me? I know it's just me. What's the name of the new map in Ark?
Vagina.
All I think of is Valdengro.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I think of that map, mm-hmm. which is one our of our community members. Great.
Yeah.
Great person.
Oh, God. Oh,
you didn't even move the other chair out of the way. And he's doing...
I know it's heavy. It's heavy. It's bulky.
But like, you weren't straining.
It's a straining. Gamer chair.
It's a gamer chair. That's... Oh, God. All right. Yeah, this is worth
mic
it.
Mic down. Here
I can't
go.
Wait till someone else shows up, and now we got a huge chair in front of the door.
Yeah, you didn't think that through, man.
I didn't need to.
Yeah, Anthony's
What's
gonna,
the worst that could
Anthony's
happen?
Anthony's going to come in here at some point. Like, where the fuck is it in my chair?
I'm sitting in your chair.
That'll be fun, then.
Well,
okay,
like, worth it. It's not sinking, I'll tell you that.
All right, well, it's got that going for it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Can you hand me my homemade root beer?
Can I have a sip of your root beer?
Sure.
Thank you.
And for those of you who care, we're going to try to remember to do some comments at the end of this. So for other people out there, because you know what? A good bit of people are like, what the hell are you getting rid of comments
well,
for?
Well, you meant to keep comments. You were
yeah,
just
yeah,
going
to... Yeah, but less significantly.
A smaller portion. Yeah, so and it's more just conversation. More,
yeah, and that's what it was. That's why I like the other way. Like, I can flip-flop all the time. That's what flip-floppers do, right?
Yeah,
they flip
yeah,
and they flop.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could do that because then I understand the whole reason why I did like the comments for this is we could go off on a tangent on whatever the hell we wanted, but we needed maybe to be more specific about talking about certain things. I don't know.
We can talk about flip-flopping. Flip-flopping isn't always a bad thing, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's good to change your mind.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Agreed.
When you hear the facts and you go, okay,
yeah,
I should
have a different view of this
and
now.
And for how many years has that been used to like paint someone as like, oh,
he's a flip flopper.
And in some cases, yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
It could
because,
be a bad thing,
but
yeah,
in most
if you
cases,
realize, like yeah. I realize, our friend from Wisconsin didn't make this.
Right.
I'm on a flip flop on my stance right. on that.
Yeah, that's a good thing to flip flop on.
Lean toward the factual side.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And they made no claims that they made this in the letter.
But None. You...
Somehow in my head,
yep.
they must have made this.
Maybe a little...
My friend makes Pepsi. Look at this.
It's almost like you were starting your own Mandela effect. Like you were beginning it. Just spreading that misinformation, or however they start.
Is that the play it again, Sam thing?
Play it again, Sam?
Yeah, is that an example of the Mandela effect?
Oh, yes.
Play it again, Sam.
Yep. Never said, right?
Never. I don't think they ever said that in the movie.
Yeah. What's funny is I heard someone, one of the bars close to my house the other night... Someone, oh, what you got there, Simon?
Shut up and
tell
your
story. Somebody calling you, so you getting a text?
Is that a reminder?
It is a reminder. It
sounded like a reminder.
What was a reminder? To be funny?
Can we be nosy?
Oh, you beat me to it.
Was that today?
What, the joke?
Well, yeah, because I was going to say a reminder to tell you to shut the fuck up.
I had to jump on that one. Because I
did.
All right, so Drally, it's a bar near your place.
Meh, 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 meh.
I'm trying to think. It was We Are the Champions. Was playing.
Okay? Yeah. Queen.
And what?
Queen.
Yeah,
Queen, yes. And one guy was saying the Of The World, singing Of The World.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Mandela effect thing. I was like, is it? It's like, yeah, it is. And it was a live performance going on. And it was Live Aid back in the day at that big concert, fundraiser concert, whatever.
Yeah.
They were performing live on stage. And the end of the song, this is right after this guy said it, Of The World. Like he just... He sang it. He was like, well, maybe it was the live version where he sings it. I don't know.
He doesn't sing it?
He did in that version.
Absolutely.
Right after this dude was saying he doesn't. It was
doesn't
funny. The
every
timing
version
of it.
Of We Are the Champions I've ever heard.
Ends with Of The World.
Of The World. We are
and what was the thing that he did?
He was saying that he doesn't say that at the end. It's a Mandela effect thing.
But he does.
He
does. Absolutely does.
And he did it moments after he just said it. Like, that's my point. The timing of it was great. God. I was like, well, he just sang it. He's like, well, that was probably because it's the live version.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because it's that song.
Yeah, it right. it's that song.
It's not in studio yeah. version.
Right.
He wasn't going to give up. He needs to flip-flop on that.
He needs to flip-flop.
He does.
Really.
It's time.
He's got to get the facts in his corner.
But the timing Jesus. Could have been better. It's
that's
so good.
That's the good message for today. Maybe loop in like...
Mandela effect?
Cascade this with... No, world pieces to encourage the flip-floppers.
Should I flip-flop? You always got to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Am I right? Could I be wrong? Let's do some research.
Mm-hmm.
So do we go down the flip-flop angle, or do we go Mandela effect angle? Because that's always fun.
I still don't even understand the Mandela
effect.
Well,
I'm going to tell you
but
what it
I
is.
Don't. We've already heard too much, I think.
We have?
Okay. I'll explain
is
it to
good?
You after.
Yeah. A little fascinating
oh,
psychological
okay,
maybe
yeah.
no. Is it? Maybe it's good. I don't know. Is
I mean,
it
I think it's it is a fascinating topic.
Do you understand it, Simon?
No, I know. I think
Let
a lot of
it
went over my head.
Everyone thinks in the movie Casablanca, the character says, play it again, Sam. Never says that. just for somehow that's just a rumor that's everyone just assumes is in the movie.
But that is true, though.
There's
right?
a character named Sam, and he plays piano.
But he never says "play it again, Sam."
From what I understand, he does not.
So is that true?
The I think that's true.
I'm so confused. Am I in the middle of the effects?
We'll find the top ones. But as far as definition goes, a false memory is a psychological phenomenon where a person recalls something that did not happen or that something happened differently from the way it happened. This phenomenon was initially investigated by psychological pioneers Pierre Janet and Sigmund Freud. So it's just recalling something
that's not true.
Right. And, but then it perpetuates and that information spreads. And then before you know it, everyone thinks that that was true.
Oh, because of the spread. Mm-hmm. Because of the misinformation.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Another example is the Queen song, "We Are the Champions."
Of the world.
Trying to find the best source for this. We've got 50 examples that would blow your mind. Or 25 mind-boggling examples.
Thanks, TMZ.
Yeah.
Thanks, BuzzFeed.
We'll go with the 25 right off the bat. Why not?
Just one. Just one example.
Yeah, just one?
Yeah.
Best
or,
one.
Or three.
Nelson Depending. Mandela's death is the number 25.
Wait, is that how it got its name?
I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean? He's not dead?
Okay. The first Mandela effect is on the man himself, Nelson Mandela, prominent South African anti-apartheid revolutionary and president. He died on December 5th, 2013. However, many people in different countries clearly remember Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s. Some of them even claim they remember his funeral being broadcast on TV.
What?
I thought I died. No.
He was released.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I want to go to number one.
The Berenstain Bears is number 24.
I was going to bring that up.
It's number 24.
Damn, I was... Okay, that's
okay,
crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
Angry Video Game Nerd did an episode on this. It was really good. But go ahead, Duralius.
It's the A versus the E in Stein. It's A. This Everyone about, remembers E.
This is about spelling?
What that
the
one
are
was.
You talking about?
The Berenstain, yeah, it's a weird one to try to describe. Yeah,
What is it?
And I used to read these books as a kid. The Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
Berenstain,
I was.
Berenstain, right?
Yeah, Stain.
Yeah, Stain is how it's done. But everybody was like, "Oh, it's the Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears. Berenstain Bears."
Interesting.
And then when someone told me that, I was like, "No, it's Berenstain. Berenstain." And then when we looked at it, I was like, "Holy shit!"
I remember that one. Let's see.
Yeah, go watch it.
We are the number 19. We are the champions. Lyrics.
Really? That's
wow.
on the list.
That's on the
That's
list.
On the list.
That's
this
okay.
is perfect.
That's crazy.
We all know this legendary Queen song, whose final lyrics is "No time for losers, because we are the champions of the world." But in fact, there is no of the world.
What?
The song just ends with "because we are the champions," and it's driving so many people crazy because they feel 100% sure they've heard
yeah,
otherwise.
I'm 100%
well,
sure they say
I
of the world.
I just heard otherwise, but that was the live version. So
oh,
this dude.
So that what's going on?
Was right, I guess.
Wow. We were mocking him?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yes, I was.
It's so great to get
are we flip-flopping
wrong
on
so
this?
Quickly.
I got a flip-flop,
we
I guess.
Flip and flop.
Wow, we'd have to hear that.
We have to listen to it now.
Yeah.
So hold on a second.
We got to hear the end of the recorded, studio recorded.
Right, which obviously we can't play because of copyright. So yeah.
I know. So
we're
going to
do that. And so, I could have swore. Every time I've heard that song, I always say, "We are the champions."
That's a big one.
The
and that's only number 19 on this mind-boggling list.
So we just listened to the studio version.
Yeah.
At the very end, there is no of the world.
Nope.
But you're saying there is in the middle of the
song.
That's
what I'm saying.
So that's
what I'm
saying
now. It's like it's in the middle, yeah. It's part of the song in some capacity. Just not at the end.
Just not at the end.
Yeah.
So that doesn't blow me away.
This is a dumb one. This is a dumb one, right?
Did I just read it? I don't want to go back because I've moved forward.
Is that why it's 19? Is it better than 19? I'm glad we cleared that up.
I
want
to get to the bottom of this shit.
If it
that
would have
been
anywhere,
all over the comments. Everyone would have been like, "This, you got it wrong. Blah, blah, blah." You can't do it now.
If it's said anywhere, even in a different recording, that explains why it's in people's brains.
Yeah. Of course.
How about
it's
Curious
like
George's Tale?
What? Curious George, does he have one?
Curious George, the main protagonist of the series.
I am so done with these.
A little chipmunk. Are you?
Yeah.
No,
those are
not.
Great.
Okay, keep doing them.
By the same name, a little chimp monkey without a tail. Yet a lot of people claim to remember seeing him use his tail to swing from the trees. I don't know the answer.
Does he have a tail or no?
I don't know. Who cares?
All right, maybe go to. Could you go to like one or two?
Darth Vader's phrase.
"Luke, I'm your father."
Yeah.
Never says that, right?
No, he says, "No, I am your father."
Yeah, he doesn't say, "Luke, I am your father."
"Luke, I am not your father."
C-3PO's leg.
What?
Recall it being completely gold. So they were surprised when they discovered he had a silver leg the entire time?
Okay, yeah, that's a detail.
A lot of memorabilia doesn't even have the silver leg.
Yeah, it's a detail I would never pay attention to.
Let's move all right, on let's Tank Man.
Can we go to one?
Them. Still reading them.
We're going down. I mean, there's next page. I'm doing all the work here, by the way, with the hands and the fingers.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're trying to cut it down. No,
I know. I'm trying to go fast, but there's loading.
No, just, okay. Just
Oscar Mayer.
Is that one?
Nope.
Why did you say moving. Oscar Mayer then?
Number nine, Leo's.
Don't talk again until you're at number one.
Yeah. Don't tell me what to do.
We will.
Patrick Monopoly Man. Let's see.
What about the Monopoly Man?
Yeah, no, that's one of Sri Lanka man. Location. No, I'm going to number one.
It's probably shitty anyway.
Probably. But we're on number five, Pikachu's Tail.
Okay, oh, the little lightning bolt.
Many Pokemon fans remember Pikachu, the most iconic character, having a black tip at the end of his tail. Some of them would draw Pikachu all the time, and they would swear he had a black tip at the end of the tail. Well, not in this reality.
What?
There's no black tip at the end of Pikachu's tail.
And wow, see, I would say there is a black tip at the end of Pikachu's tail.
There you go. Mandela effect.
Why? Why do I think that?
So that's a perfect example of even just you maintaining that. In my head, I picture one, too.
I wish I cared about Pikachu.
Snow White Queen's phrase, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
But the real phrase is actually magic mirror on the wall. It's not mirror, mirror.
Is that number one?
That's number four, but that's a big one.
You won't get to
number
one.
Everyone says mirror, mirror.
It's true.
Everyone.
But it's still not that
interesting. So it's a perfect example. Martin Luther King Jr.'s death?
What? He's not dead.
I think that might be a date thing. Disney World. Some people remember entering the Magic Kingdom through the castle. Another alternate memory is that the castle was much closer to the end of Main Street than it really is.
God, I hate that one.
I do too. Number one. Number one, guys. We're here.
Number one.
Man, Neves is miserable about this fascinating
shit. I'm
going
to fall asleep now. Go ahead.
God, you just want to talk about mundane shit.
You've been talking about this for 30 minutes.
It's the topic of the video.
It's not.
I know. I don't. Neil Armstrong's death. One of the world's most important astronauts and the first person to walk on the moon, Neil Armstrong, died on August 25th, 2012. In Cincinnati, Ohio. However, there is a common belief among his fans that he died 1 year later in 2013. That was number one.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
That is silly.
That is the dumbest. Who gives a fuck if he did? Really, why would you even hang on?
Everyone like Neil Armstrong, but if you're off by a year, that's not
a big deal. That was number one? That was a shit list.
Like, who the hell knows that one?
A Neil Armstrong fan?
Yep. All right, well, yeah, no, I regret it, but I'm glad that you brought it up.
It was something. I like to contribute.
You do so much.
Thanks so much.
And then keep contributing.
Just keep going.
Just keep.
Yep, because what you got right now?
I learned what biochar is the other day.
Biochar?
Biochar. It's like when you burn wood and there's just that kind of charcoal stuff left. Apparently, it's really good. It's really good.
Tell us how good it is.
For gardening and stuff.
So is shit.
And I'm already done with my topic. I'm not going to go on for 30 minutes about it.
That didn't help you much, Simon, did it? As far as killing time?
Nope.
I saw this TED Talk where they went to El Dorado. Is that in South America? And all the soil was bad, but there were these patches of just really fertile areas, and they're like, that's what they think they were doing, just making like charcoal and like making unplantable areas plantable.
I'd imagine there's at least 30 El Dorados out there in the States, everywhere.
Well, listen.
That theme park.
Simon has a real fear of society collapsing one day. This could be useful information.
A real fear?
Yeah. You've talked to me. You're like, I'm just afraid the whole world's going to go to crap and we're all going to eat each other.
Well, I think that's a realistic...
Where would you want to be? Where would you want to be when the collapse happens?
Well, I've listened to Joe Rogan enough to know where to be.
Well, where would you be?
I'd be in the cold and I'd be out in hopefully the mountains.
Yeah, mountains.
Somewhere.
Cold mountains.
Cold in the mountains, spread out. You can get warm with fire. You can't get cool without electricity.
And there are animals.
And there's a lot of animals out there, but there's still going to be hard as shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it'd be a lot of traps and a lot of in the middle of nowhere.
But it minimizes your threats.
Absolutely.
You don't want to fish in a warm place?
You can fish in cold places.
Fish in cold places in the mountains. Streams, absolutely.
I
want
to
have
the coast
fish
here.
Well, the coast is
going to go fishing.
Yeah, you're going to get
in the
mountains. Get killed very, very soon.
No, I don't want to be New York or Los Angeles.
Nope.
No, they're screwed.
That is going to get like
after all the
real
looting.
Quick.
the looting's gonna happen. Like,
you can't get anywhere on a Thursday afternoon,
right?
Already, mm-hmm. So anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
Anything.
We get blasted by a solar flare, and all our electronics go to shit.
Everyone is done. Then people within the first 6 hours are beating the
just
shit out of each other in
their
highways.
Fucking minds because they can't post a selfie.
Hey, let's change the subject.
You want to go into, I thought we'd go into, what do you call the bunker people?
Bunker people.
Bunker people.
Is that what you call
them? Oh, yeah. The doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I could see you doing that, Simon.
I would love to have, man, I would.
Yeah. Well, people make fun of those guys, but it's not a bad thing to have.
Hey, listen, I got a few cans of beans in my closet.
Yeah. But people have hobbies. People have hobbies. I would like to have, if I was wealthy, one of my hobbies would be, okay, how do I want to see, I want to build something, like somebody's building a dresser, I'm going to build something that I know that I could live in.
A dresser?
For 30 years. Instead of building a dresser or a table, I'd be like, I'm going to build this container. I'm going to build this thing. I'm going to have it built or build it myself,
but
and that would be
it.
A very fun thing.
Yeah, use it, though.
But you could. It could be out in the middle of nowhere, and you can go out and stay in it, and like you would camping, but you're camping underground.
A couple shipping containers.
Seriously.
Connected.
Easily.
About 30 feet below
yeah,
the ground.
The whole solar thing, making it really comfortable, making it cool, that option to have the food there just in case something crazy happened, because why not?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure some people, like some wealthy guys have already done that.
Oh, people
they have these
all
crazy
over.
Bunkers.
No, there's thousands of people out there that are doing this. I'm saying that's what I would like to do, small version of it. There was like some like underground silo thing that some guy, I was watching some Doomsday Prepper thing.
From the government.
Bought it from the government. You watched
it,
right?
Yeah,
I've seen the house.
Right.
It's on a bunch of shows, I'm sure.
You know, my big thing would be if I had like a bunker like that, like I would absolutely have to have, just for sanity's sake, is a second exit. That's in a completely, because if something happens to your one way in and out.
Well, how about have five? Because you're building
five would
it.
Be cool, but at least two.
Yeah, definitely. Good point. I'll do that.
Now you're
when
buried
I,
alive.
Right.
You could be one of my.
A completely different way out that, you know, is like.
That you'd never,
Yeah, two exits. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd feel good about that.
Well, every couple of years we're reminded here on the coast that you got to prep a little bit, because when a hurricane comes, you're like, then you start realizing, how long can I stay in this house without food?
Yep.
I desperately want to be, that is something that I want. I desperately do want to be off the grid. But it's not because of, listen, if I'm out anywhere 20 miles away from here, if I'm off the grid and everything goes to shit, it's a matter of time before the stronger people come
They're
and kill me.
They're going to get your grid.
I'd be by myself. I'd be like, hey, guys, what's going on? Can we help each other? And they're going to kill me and live in my house.
Yeah, you're damn right.
That's what's going to happen.
After they fuck you.
But they might.
After they just have
at
your mouth.
I'm hoping it happens in the beginning and they're not at that
have
stage.
Have at your
of...
dead mouth.
That's where my brain goes normally. Like my
reality.
Yeah, I forget what I was talking about now.
Well, because of the dead mouth.
Biochar.
Dead mouth fucking. No, I just want to be off the grid really bad.
Biochar.
We got to thank our other sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
Duralius.
The better your credit score, the easier it is to get the stuff you want. Now you can raise your score with Experian Boost, a brand new way to instantly increase your credit scores for free. Experian is on a mission to help boost America's credit score and help millions of people build and get better access to credit. Experian Boost works by giving you credit for the bills you're already paying through your bank account, like water, gas, electric, cable, and cell phone. Until now, you've been paying these bills and not getting any credit for them. But now you can. With Boost, you can increase your credit scores instantly. It's free to use and only available from Experian. Simon, what would you do if you had a higher credit score?
I would feel better knowing that if I had to use credit, I wouldn't be getting screwed by high interest rates, because they suck.
Yeah, they do. Experian Boost can potentially help you establish or increase your access to credit and boost your FICO score instantly for free. So check out Experian Boost at experian.com/Neebs. That's experian.com/Neebs. Thank you, Experian Boost.
Speaking of, just on the topic of survival, anybody watch Naked and Afraid?
No. I've seen a few.
I watched the first time I watched it last night. My wife had it on when I walked into the living room, and I was like, "What's this?" And I got sucked right in. Watched the whole episode.
Did you?
Yeah, these two people, like this guy and this girl, surviving for like 20 something days in a swamp.
Yeah.
So from an outside perspective, and since you've worked industry a little bit, like how real is it?
It's hard to say. I mean,
think about those camera angles. Think about craft service around the camera guys.
I mean, there's definitely some drama punched up, like, you know, oh, I see a snake. And then the music, kind of shit where, you know, it is that obvious it's probably overproduced.
But is there a real snake?
Did they bring the snake
there by production?
it very well could be.
Okay. Like, that's what we're talking about.
They went to bed in this one spot and they woke up the next day. And they're like, oh my God, there's snakes everywhere. And that probably could have been a producer.
See,
like, go out, find me some fucking snakes.
They just still got price tags on them.
When's the last time you slept somewhere there's snakes everywhere when you woke up?
Right.
No, yeah. I guarantee some part of it is produced. But
because snakes are afraid of you.
Then fuck it. Why?
They wouldn't be hanging around you right there.
No.
Spiders would be all over your dead mouth, you know what I mean? But snakes, not so much.
But I mean, it does seem like these people do undergo, the one I was watching, the guy, he was just not bringing in enough food.
Yeah.
And I think the camera crew's there, but they're told, like, you can't help them unless they tap out.
If they tap out, they're done, I would think. I wouldn't think that they're, because then it's complete bullshit. Why are people ever going to watch somebody who's eating off camera?
He's using Grubhub.
Getting a Subway sandwich delivered. But no, I mean, they were killing and eating snakes. They found like a beaver. They killed a fucking beaver.
Jeez.
They found a like beaver and just like a log, and they were
They found a rescue beaver that they brought in.
Yeah, that was a rescue beaver. That was diseased. It was gonna die in a week anyway.
The producers are just flying in
flying
all
everything
these
they
poor
kill.
Animals.
We got this one in Japan. It's okay. We're allowed to kill this one.
It's not even indigenous to the area,
right?
One's animatronic.
Oh God! Yeah. But yeah, it was a fascinating watch. Yeah.
It would be pretty amazing to like. I think it'd be awesome to try to go out for X amount of time and have to kill what I eat. Like, I think that'd be great. I'd like to do that with some friends and see like how, like, you know, it's like those challenges. You got like Panic Room. I mean, I'm just shooting.
I would enjoy that
shit
with
off the top of my head. Like, yeah. Like going, okay, you're with a group. Like, there's probably people who do this. There's probably like organizations
Let's
that go.
Let's do it, Simon.
You can hire them, and they'll tell you where to go. There's that where around about this acreage, and then you go out and you have to try to survive on your own, and that'd be fun.
That would be fun
for like a week.
Yeah.
Like you don't go in with any food. You got to go in and
it sounds miserable.
Do they get? Do they? Are they supposed to be naked the entire time?
I wouldn't want to be naked.
They drop them off, they're naked, and a lot from what I understand, from what my wife told me, a lot of them make their own clothes.
Well, yeah, you'd want to make something to cover your danglies immediately.
Yeah, right? A lot of times you'll see they've made a bag and it's hanging over their butt or something.
Yeah, bug bites on your peener is not, nobody's going to like that.
But
you say peener, nobody likes that.
If you had a tent and you had all the clothes and you had a gun and you had some stuff, right, and then some knowledge, and then somebody said, all right, you got a week and you're good, like that's so different than naked and afraid.
Yeah.
You're totally prepared.
No, if you had
some place where you could, you have a weapon.
Yeah,
these guys have nothing. But you've got to, I don't want to do that.
They give them a bag, like at the beginning, they gave them a little bag. One had a little, like a lighter or like a little.
It's a good start.
Not a lighter, but like something that would just create a spark.
Oh, sure.
They each have to pick something, I've heard. I never saw the show, but they each have to bring, I think, one thing.
Well, I think she had the fire and he picked a knife. So those are the two tools they use. And then while they were walking around this swamp, they ended up finding a pot.
I'll bet they did.
Well, yeah. It's like, now we can boil water. But it was fascinating.
And this parachute's hanging from the tree.
I mean,
we could make a tent from that.
But honestly, when you've been camping, how many pots have you found?
Yeah,
like, so many.
Yeah, and
they're everywhere.
This thing looked like shit. It looked like it'd been there a while. So
it had to. They had to age it before they.
Yeah, art department.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just everything's fake.
Oh, it's a pot. Can you believe we found a pot?
Then, yeah, the happy music comes in. It's like it made their day. And then they turn and it's like, you know, day 40, you know, or day 5. It's like, oh, God, I'm so hungry. I'm so mad. We're so mad at each other. And then it kind of rides down a little bit. But then, like, oh, we got to go. We got to find some place to live. We can't live here anymore. Let's walk. Oh, this could be a bad idea. And then, like, next day, it's like, oh, it's walking. They're walking all day. It's like, oh, my feet hurt so bad. You're still riding this down train. But then, look, is that dry land? It's dry land. Music comes up. Music swell.
Look at two pairs of Nikes.
Oh, we did it. This is an episode, we think.
Vending machine.
Do they ever make sweet love?
If they do, they don't focus on it.
They should.
Yeah. I'm sure that happens in that show, you'd think, two naked people.
I would think that it's against the rules to not.
Well, at night, you know.
Well, yeah, because the rules don't apply at night.
Like, apparently, you know, I guess these people have never met each other, which who knows how true that is.
All the more reason to bang.
Maybe.
You get to know somebody, you like them in the beginning, you don't really know them.
Yeah.
It's much easier to find them attractive.
I have no idea.
And then down the road, you go, oh boy, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Bam, better show. Day 7, they're out there and they hate each other.
Beth told me, it's like that happens a lot. It's like you get two people together that just do not work well together. They're just at each other's throats.
I'm sure that they like that dynamic. And they're
the one I watched, they were like, this couple worked very well together. Like, they complimented each other very well.
But then the horny problems are solved when they stumble across Simon's dead mouth.
Oh, man, and they just go to bucking. I said buck.
Yeah.
Bunking. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Survival tips. Well, we didn't give any, but...
No.
So if you ever stuck out in the woods.
Yeah, a gun and a knife.
If you're ever stuck out in the woods, watch some Naked and
Look
Afraid.
For a pot. There should be a pot around somewhere.
Should be a pot and a pair of Nikes and a vending machine somewhere. You'll be fine.
Just ask the camera crew what to do next.
Can you guys get a fig bar?
I can go to a fig bar. I saw you grab one. Whales are cool, huh? I just think it's fascinating that that they used to walk on land.
Didn't know that.
Yep, it's like the reverse kind of a thing.
Yeah. Is that in the Bible or?
It's in the Bible. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
but then they
chapter
can
three.
Chapter three. Bible.
A few minutes of breath. A few minutes of breath, and they, on average, like blue whales, for example.
How solid is this information?
It's just science.
Is it science?
Yeah.
So it's evolution. Yeah.
This is
whales used to walk on land.
Mm-hmm. Whales came from land, went to the water.
This is proven.
I need to see a picture of this.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well,
of a whale walking on land.
No, just the illustration.
The evolutionary
chain.
You find a tap dancing whale.
No, yeah.
But
I mean, they
know.
weren't that big.
Sharks.
Obviously.
I mean, but you say it like it's whatever. Like sharks weren't on.
Sharks are a completely different species.
Yeah, that's completely.
I know, but I'm just saying.
They're
like,
just complete. They're so fucking old for the.
Yeah.
Ocean.
They also fish. You can tell by the tail.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Did you just read this recently? Huh? Has this always been your knowledge?
I've known about whale stuff, and then they dive to like up to a mile. Sometimes
where did you first hear this?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I've had like years ago, I went through a whole.
Simon and I are both are like, what are you talking about?
Well, listen, according to livescience.com, early whales had legs. The first whales once swam.
It's not a whale then, is it?
The seas.
It is a whale.
By wiggling large hind feet. Research now suggests the ancestors of whales once strode on land.
How big
on
is this
four
thing?
Legs.
It's
just
different.
As other mammals do.
Why?
What's the definition of a whale?
Yeah, no, is it you would name it something completely different.
It would be a whale then.
Right.
The whale.
But if that's what ended up in the water making a whale, we can agree that it's the whale.
If there was no, we can't.
What? What do you what?
Oh, look,
it's
that whale
it's
has
the
legs.
Ancestor of
it's
a whale.
Not a whale.
Ancestor,
call it
okay.
Else. But yeah, the ancestor of the whale.
Like the woolly mammoth isn't an elephant, it's a mammoth, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems.
I mean, it's its own thing.
Should we talk about? We don't know anything about this stuff.
I know, but that's a pretty good like analogy. We don't call woolly mammoths elephants. We say that they're woolly mammoths, and then elephants are elephants.
Yeah,
yeah. No, they're both. They're probably related somewhere on the.
Of course, they're related.
Chain,
just different.
But yeah, different.
So whales don't have legs.
I just think. I guess why I brought it up, not for you to be all stupid, Neebs, but
I just don't like being thrown information that I don't know is true.
Well, we just proved it was true.
We're good.
Well, it's not a whale, is it?
All right, listen. You just
it's
want
got legs.
The ancestor of the whale has legs, yeah.
But it blows my mind where the fact that they do store like the oxygen at the surface, a few minutes, then dive, you know, up to a mile, usually about a mile.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they hang down there for an hour, 2 hours. That, like, what a life in a habitat that they don't, you know, they can't stay in. You know what I mean?
Why do they go down there? What's down there?
No, the
food,
you know. Krill and
it's probably cooler
pots.
Yeah, there's pots all over down
Nikes.
There.
Yeah,
I just think that's crazy.
You know? I think it's crazy that we're not exploring the ocean more.
Well, I mean, always are.
It's tough, but yeah.
Yeah, but like, really? The stuff that's in, like, I was just listening to something about a UFO sighting. Where
you have been listening to Joe Rogan a lot, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But they were just telling the story or something like that of, like, you know, it's one of these wacky stories or whatever, but it was like looking like there was a ship or they thought they saw something in the sky, and when they went down there, they saw something going under the water. And of course, that could be a crazy, ridiculous non-story.
Probably just
but,
a whale.
But we, yeah, well, but the ocean, man, if there was a place for aliens to hide, be a good place.
Yeah.
A lot of places to hide out there.
No, it's kind of nuts. We know more. We know more about the moon and other planets than we do about the ocean.
About what we have
because
here.
I mean, it's so dangerous to explore, too. because it's big, it's dark.
Pressure.
Yeah, pressure.
Right.
It's got all that.
Science.
It's kind of crazy, like space travel's easier than like ocean, like deep ocean travel.
Yeah.
But I love what they have discovered in the deep ocean. You know, you've seen, you know, things like in the trenches and those, like volcanic, basically, yeah, there's like these spires of like a volcanic
geyser.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the proper term for them.
Right.
So I was looking for help. But yeah, just the amount of life around these things.
Yeah.
When 30 years ago, they were like, nothing can live down there. That'd be crazy. And then they get down there, it's like, holy shit, there's a lot of life down here.
Because like, they don't know. It's such a dumb thing to say. Well, nothing can live down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the prevailing theory was that life needed sunlight, some form of sunlight to exist.
And then we saw the bottom of the ocean.
And then it's like, oh, that's not true. That's not true. Life can kind of live as anywhere that there's like
energy,
minerals and energy. Yeah.
But yeah, obviously the Navy studies whales a lot, or they fund studies of whales so they can learn to better have human divers, you know, how do whales stay down there? Because they breathe air. How do they stay down so long? How do they pressurize? How do they do all this stuff? So a lot of funded studies from like the Navy and whatnot.
I hear they're taking people and putting them inside whales and then sending them down.
Isn't there like a native tribe that can hold their breath like a crazy long period of time?
There is.
And they have like abnormally large like
feet. Yeah, they've evolved
and hands
into that. Mm-hmm.
So they can swim better.
Yeah, they live their life in the water in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, their food supply comes from the water as far as like lobsters, you know, crabs.
Where's this at?
Oh, man.
I don't know. Hold on, let me look it up.
I feel like it's like East Coast Africa or something. I don't know.
I think it's a little place off of New Jersey.
Yeah, it's off of Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yep,
gotcha.
Jersey Shore.
There's a great pizza place around the block from where these guys live.
But that is crazy, though, that they've done this for centuries.
So I just found this quick article. Superhuman tribe that can hold their breath for 13 minutes, found to have evolved organs. So this is around the islands of Indonesia. They've been labeled fish people for their extraordinary breath-holding ability. For more than 1,000 years, they've wandered the seas catching fish by free diving to the depths of more than 230 feet. And a new study has found that the spleens of this tribe are 50% larger than normal people. It's the first known example of a human adaptation for deep diving.
That is unbelievable.
That's a pretty fast evolution, too.
That's a long time. 13 minutes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But the fact that you
and
can
only took 1,000 years.
Like, that's quick.
Yeah.
But we don't even know if it took 1,000 years or if it took 100 years, 900 years ago.
Yeah, who was writing this stuff down?
Exactly.
Years ago?
Where did it,
you know,
go? We can say that this species of human has occupied this area for at least 1,000 years.
Right. It's just that when did that, but my only thing is when did it start? Or maybe these people
got there and they started diving and it's like, it's how evolution works. Whoever could dive the deepest, longest gets the most food. Their gene gets passed on.
And look how the majority of us are evolving now. We're not evolving in physical ways. We're evolving in like how we process digital things.
Oh yeah.
Like we're not heading toward a survivalist route.
No.
When you take away those things.
No.
What's interesting, I think, about our species is like what's gonna pop off of us? You know, because that's how evolution works. It's like now all of a sudden we got 7 billion of us.
AI.
Exactly.
It could be AI.
What a crazy.
But I mean, things like that is like, wow, these humans are really well adapted for this environment. You know, if that keeps going for another 50,000 years, that could be a whole different species.
Yeah,
that's not human, but has intelligence like a human.
But they are human. They're just advanced humans.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be human, but it almost would be a different species.
It's like the whale thing.
It's like, yeah, once if the DNA ever changed, just all I got to do is change it a little bit.
It's true.
What you got, Nabes? You're holding
I'm going to talk about this in a second, but while we're talking about that topic, I saw a TED Talk where they were just figuring out how well the brain is at processing information, no matter how it gets it. So they were doing experiments where they would put like a shirt on someone or some sort of pad against your skin that's reading information. It could be whatever, sounds you can't hear or light waves you can't see, or if you were deaf, just normal sound. And it would record the sound and then make little like pressure points in your skin.
Okay.
And you could feel it. So now you could, you know, theoretically perceive something that you couldn't perceive before just by little pressure points. Imagine you're like... you're driving a ship or doing something and you need to monitor the temperature of something or the weight of something.
Okay.
You could have something being fed into a thing you're wearing.
Interesting.
So you don't have to look at the information. You just feel it and you go, okay,
interesting.
It's too hot back there. I got
it. Yeah, that's really cool.
You just perceive it differently, but it gives you same information.
So that would give a person or a pilot or anybody a way to monitor so much more than they could see with their eyes.
Yeah. That's kind of sick.
Like if something pinched your toe, that would tell you that
your wife's coming.
Your wife's on her way.
Oh, shit.
Get the mistress out of the house.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, that's awful. I wasn't going there.
Yeah. I don't know where you were going.
I don't know. I was, but I didn't want to say.
All right. So, yeah, I had this piece of paper in my wallet since we were in Los Angeles. It was given to me by Big John, who brought a sandwich to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yes.
He did.
He wanted everybody to taste it.
Oh, my God. That's
sandwich. Dude, I know. I'm not doing that anymore. That's
I'm not
the last
do that
sandwich
either.
That I'll ever bite when somebody random just brings
someone
me
puts
a sandwich.
Your face. You're not going to eat it anymore.
I know, man. I'm now a prima donna.
So his question was, did you like the sandwich?
No.
It was...
I think I told him I liked it at the time, but I was just being nice.
Yeah, I think I told him I liked it at the time. Well,
because it was cold. Let me try to explain what the sandwich was. It was like, so two pieces of bread, obviously, a little like a sub. Hoagie. But there was in the middle, there was like French fries,
cheese sticks.
Yep. It was so much bread and starch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was just like, it turned me off.
It was
completely.
Garbage bar food in a hoagie.
Yeah.
But it was made at a place that apparently is very well known in the area. The reason why I didn't like it as much is because it was kind of cold.
It was a little cold and passed around. There's nothing weirder than a passed around sandwich.
He'd been walking around with it for 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, when I took a bite, it was warm.
Was it?
Well, you know what?
I may have got the first bite, though.
It's because it was in his pocket.
Yeah. No, he pulled it out. He unwrapped it and gave it to me. So it was still wrapped when I received it.
I gave
it.
Okay. I thought I took the first bite.
I got sloppy seconds in.
Yeah. Or fourths.
Maybe the sevenths.
But
it was just what I expected. It was like there was cheesesteak stuff in there, fries, and the cheese sticks.
Hey, while we're talking about cheesesteak, we went to a restaurant where we got these little like spring roll things.
Oh,
we
God.
Talked about this in the last podcast.
Cheesesteak so spring good. Rolls?
Did we?
So yep.
Yeah, let's talk about it again.
I don't know. Really?
Philly cheesesteak with sweet chili sauce, that's got to be a normal thing.
I don't know why
on.
It's not more common.
That was delicious.
Yeah, we need to make that. Yeah, more restaurants need to get attuned to that.
No.
Because my God.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears. Cloud-based gaming?
Yeah.
Google?
Google Stadia?
And it's not just them, and there's also like the Micro, or the X.
Oh, yeah, no, Sony has their own version of it. I think it's called PlayStation Now. Xbox has, I think, a version of it. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, no, there's a few. I've been doing reading on it because I was looking at
Steam
trending.
Steam's doing their own version of it.
Really?
Yeah. Still latency, though.
That's the big thing right now.
Yeah, I'm not interested until that's gone.
Yeah, I think that's the hurdle. And yeah. Latency is like, okay, so I'm playing. So if I have a controller and I go out of town and, I can log into my game, my Steam account or whatever on my phone with my controller and,
play
my games.
Right.
There's like a delay. Right now, that's the latency issue for your controller to talk to your phone, for the phone to talk to the cloud to
it's
reach
not
out
real time.
To your
so you
Steam.
Can't play.
So it's like when you what's happening is
you
like
play.
When people say, "Oh, I want my character to go right," you hit right, and there's like a fraction of a second delay before the character.
It's
actually
like
moves.
Driving the Mars rover.
yeah,
it would be like
you turn
that.
Right, and 8 minutes later,
it doesn't matter
it,
your connection.
Right.
It still does that. Doesn't matter
no,
your
the
internet
your connection,
connection.
The less latency you have, but that's still an issue for probably the majority of people. However, 10 years from now, it might not be a problem. But right now, for
you
the majority of people, but I mean, if you live in a place like a big city, Google Fiber, plenty of internet. So latency is also an issue with cloud gaming. The other issue is the amount of data it takes up, because if you log on to play a game, you're going to be eating a lot of your data. So if you have a data plan, like you might only be able to play.
The game is constantly, it's part of the flow of your.
1 terabyte, 65 hours. I actually read that this morning.
1 terabyte, 65 hours.
If
if
you're just gaming. Apparently.
So that takes up a 65, or you said 65 hours takes up 1 terabyte of data.
And you just accepted that fact, Neebs. Like that was not
nope.
Now, does that work?
Don't
for,
care.
Does that work for data or internet?
I don't
it's
know.
The same thing, right?
I'm still on the whale thing.
The don't care eyes too.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even care about
I don't
this
think,
topic.
We have a gaming channel. This is gaming related. I don't.
I think it's too early. I'm not a first adopter of technology. I let people work it out. Then
I'm
jump
with
in.
You there. Like, I like I like to see it kind of even itself out. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited about the technology. I'm excited about it. It's kind of like VR. Like VR is awesome, but it still needs to go through a lot of evolution mm-hmm. to where I think it has a broader appeal
mm-hmm.
and more people get into it. I mean, as it is right now, it is the VR we kind of wanted as a kid,
yep.
but those headsets got to get a little bit lighter. The touch controls or whatever, that we got to have a different method of control, because like the Vive controllers, they work for some games, they work great, but for the majority of them, they're kind of, they don't really feel that good.
The future of gaming is subscription based.
Yes.
And it is having everything in the cloud, so you get instant gratification. People don't want to download shit. People don't want to update shit. People don't want to do anything. It seems like it's a no-brainer in the next few years.
Well, we're already there. I mean,
but
on Steam, we don't physically own any of those games.
No, but you have to play it on your computer.
Yeah.
This, you're not. So it's going to make it so much easier for so many different play. Yes, but it's going to be so much cheaper, so much easier. You don't have to update your computers or do whatever. You just have
theoretically, you could play it anywhere on any computer. You could have like a computer with like, you know, the shittiest graphics card.
Yeah,
and you could be able to play it, you know.
But you still have to have a computer.
Yes, of course.
Or a controller, something to log into.
You need to have a controller. You don't need to have a very expensive PC, and you don't have to spend the time. When there's issues with anything, I mean, it just seems like that's what it's going to turn into.
You could have a $100 TV that's just connected to the internet.
That's it.
That's all you need.
Bam. That and a controller and you're good. That's the future.
Yeah.
And who the hell wants to be buying the shit themselves?
The graphics will still look amazing because all the processing power and all the server power is done on another site.
It's always done on another site. It's always constantly being updated and you're only paying $9.99 or $15.99 a month.
It'll
and
be
everyone,
subscription
and it's
based.
Just, and that, well, that's what it is. That's the future
right,
is.
Right.
Right now they're saying $10 a month. You get this, that, and the other, and you're going to have access to every game, and it's going to be cross-platform shit.
Yeah,
it's
now you're in sort of the platform wars, you know. I mean, you got Steam, which is well-established, but now Epic jumped into the game, right?
Yeah.
And they're having, you know, Epic, because they made so much money with Fortnite, they're just throwing money at game developers and saying, hey, you
got
to be exclusive
to us. They
got
some catching up to do.
They do.
Because look how many, I could only imagine how many games are on Steam available compared to
Discord.
Epic.
Discord's their own
That's
platform.
That's true.
Now.
Discord is.
Discord.
I mean,
you
this seems.
PlayStation, Xbox, you got so many places to buy games.
It's seems kinda, to me a little similar to
Netflix,
say,
and
Netflix, Hulu.
Everything
yeah,
else.
You're right.
Of course. And you got those that were in early, Netflix, for example, and then everyone who's jumping in the game trying to play catch up.
Yep. But like Amazon and Hulu, they came in and they're doing fine.
I think the only one that really has muscle now that like is the Disney.
Yeah. The HBO, they have a good model too.
They do have a good model. But yeah, Disney, look at the amount of.
They've got so much content.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to kill it. They're going to kill it.
Yeah, that streaming service is like, I think their stock jumped up. Like a crazy amount one day when
and,
they announced that.
In
like,
the
we're
last
doing a streaming service is like fuck yeah. Like,
in the
you're
last 20 years,
companies that could pull this off
where they've branched, they're relevant to adults now.
Yeah,
and it's synonymous with kids.
Yeah.
So it's like they've got everything.
And
covered.
They bought all of 20th Century Fox's. Yeah. They own The Simpsons and Futurama, like all
and
that stuff
we
is
will
in
be,
their pocket now.
I'll be subbing to them. It's no doubt.
Yeah,
it's no, just so many people are just gonna go yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars, all the Marvel movies, they own everything.
Everything.
They own it all. All
pretty
the
nuts.
Content.
Pretty nuts.
And they're not going to share. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, Netflix is already, they see that writing on the wall.
Yeah,
like,
that's why they're doing their own shit.
Investing in their own content, as they should. I mean, that's what they need to do. But yeah, future's going to be fun as far as entertainment. It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah, I'll meet you in the bunker.
Yeah, we can play our games on the Google Stadia.
Fuck Simon's dead mouth.
Nice.